Can I get your name and position?
My name is Devinder Sandhu, and position, I'm associate professor in biology department at UWSP.
All right.
So we've been told that you're going to be getting $150,000 in grant funding in order to explore the genome of the soybean. What's all that about?
Recently, a soybean genome has been sequenced. That means we know every single gene present in soybean genome, structurally, what it is made up of. But the next step is connecting these genes with functions, that what gene is doing what. So that will be what we'll be doing in this project. We are trying to find out function of these genes, and some of these genes which are going to be involved in, for example, yield, quality traits, and disease resistance. So we'll find those out, which genes are making this plant better, higher yielding, better in quality. So we'll put those genes in soybean.
When we talk about exploring the genome, a lot of people think about genetically modified food, but that's not what this research is going to exactly, correct?
Exactly. So we don't even have to worry about genetic modification. If we know that this is the gene which is going to make the soybean high yielding, we can just use traditional methods and cross those genes into some new cultivars, and we can use this as such. We don't have to do genetic modification.
The press release also mentioned that this is going to put a number of students to work in the research department, and that's something I don't think a lot of people think about, is that UW-Stevens Point is not just a teaching school, but there's a lot of research that goes on there.
Oh, exactly. There's lots of research going on at UWSP, so many different, in many different areas. And in my lab, there are about 27 students right now who are doing different kind of research. And I'm expecting that 10 of these students will be working on this project, because this is going to be a very busy project. We'll be assigning functions to lots of genes in soybean.
How many students is this going to fund at the university?
So I would say 10 undergraduates, and they will be taking courses and stuff, but we have grant money to support them during summer and also during winter. And some of the students, they even work after college, so they'll be able to work here right in the lab, and they'll get paid for that.
One of the more open questions I'm going to ask here is, what are we going to learn and what are we going to find out over this 3 years of research?
So what we are going to find out, thing is, I normally focus on some characteristics which are going to provide advantage to farmers. So whatever I do here in lab, it should somehow translate to the product we give to farmers. So I'm hoping to get some genes which will be finding their functions, and then we'll be using those genes in soybeans, so in the cultivars, not only myself, but when I give this information to publish this information and give this information to other scientists, they'll be able to use this information when they are developing their new cultivars.
So what you're saying is this is going to be more like a baseline for future research.
Exactly. So they can use, for example, tomorrow we found a gene which is making the soybean plant a lot bigger with a lot more pods. So we'll use that gene, and then I will publish that, and everybody will know that this is the gene you can use to make this plant bigger and higher yielding. So they'll be able to use those genes.
What sort of work are the undergraduates going to be doing on the project?
This will provide great opportunities for undergraduates, not only as a work, as a learning experience, and that will be, you can say, work as a platform. When they learn all this and use this, publish this work in scientific journals, and then it is a lot easier for them to get jobs after they graduate, and also when they try to go to graduate school, and they see that undergraduates are publishing in scientific journals, these undergraduates, they are like very hot commodity.
So not only is this going to help out the farmers and the producers who make the seeds, but it's also going to help train the next generation of biologists and geneticists.
Definitely. That's what I'm trying to focus on. So that not only this is producing a product, but it is creating this generation, new generation of geneticists, new generation of biologists who will be going to graduate schools. They'll be getting jobs. And of course, that is going to affect our state and actually as our whole country.